That's Phil Collins on Nova 103.5. I wish it would rain down. I really, really, really do. Had a couple of drops at the house yesterday, but yeah, nothing to write home about just yet. We need that rain. But yeah, from my wishes for rain to, I suppose, making it through the last part of the year. Helene Smuts is a distinguished expert in behavioral psychology, team development, and leadership. She spoke at the TEDx Vinita event in Swakop on Saturday. Her presentation was titled Beyond Boundaries, Frontiers of Tech, Innovation, and Self-Development, which sounded so interesting that I had to speak to her today. Good morning, Ms. Smuts.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be on the show.
Like I said, the topic of your presentation, it sounds really interesting. Can you give us the short version?
Yeah, so I think the whole theme of TEDx was Beyond Boundaries, and I spoke about motivation served differently inside of this this whole bigger theme. And it was really the crux of it was that people should no longer ask who motivates them, but what motivates them, taking back their responsibility for motivation and not expecting leaders to do it for them the whole time.
Okay.
So that was the crux of it, yes.
Mm. So I mean, when it comes to that your work on motivation as well, there are loads of theories about how to motivate teams. You seem to boil yours down to three motivators, though. Can you explain them to us and how they can be used?
Certainly. So it's derived from the theory of Eric Byrne called psychological hungers. And basically what he says, we have three hungers within us, which is structure, recognition, and stimulus. If you think about it, structure is the need to have routine-based processes, to understand your decision-making boundaries, to know what's coming. With recognition, it's about knowing whether you're competent, receiving feedback, but also having connectedness with people and being seen. And then with stimulus, it is that typical need a challenge, get bored quickly, so you constantly want new things to work on. And like I said in the talk, we all have all three, but we have them in various we need them in various degrees depending on stages of life that we are in. So I get, for example, extremely motivated by stimulus. But if I have too much recognition or structure, then also my motivation goes down because it's too much for me. Hmm. Where someone else needs a lot of structure, and if their environment provides very little structure and too much stimulus, that's where they also started getting demotivated.
Hmm.
So it's very simple, but it takes effort for you as an individual to go, what does my profile look like? What does my environment provide me? And where are the gaps? And then it's about filling those gaps through action steps that you are in control of and that you decide on, not that you sit and wait for someone else to do it for you.
Mm. I was going to say, like you said, it sounds simple, but I don't think that it necessarily is. How do you actually then go about, you know, you as an individual or perhaps as a leader in an organization, if you're trying to get the most out of your staff, how do you go about actually analyzing and finding out where your motivators lie?
Mm. Mm. So to the audience received a really nice document from you where they could fill in a little self-assessment. But it really is, if you go and you understand what structure, recognition, and stimulus actually means, then it's kind of like you can almost do a gut feel assessment. And we say draw it on a graph and say how much out of a percentage of 100, how much structure do you think you need? So it's almost like your own gut feel. How much recognition out of 100 do I need? And how much stimulus out of 100 do I need? And then next to it, go and draw what do you get from your current working environment. So for example, I need about 40% structure. And what I get from my current working environment, which is my fault because it's my business, is only about 20%. Which means there is about a 20% gap. I'm like, what am I going to do to fill that gap of the structure that I still need in order to feel a little bit more in control and motivated?
Mm.
And that's where the action step lies. And you do the same for recognition and the same for stimulus. So again, people sometimes they take a theory and they go, okay, that's good to know, and then they don't do anything about it. If you have to make it practical by drawing and identifying how much do I need, how much do I get, where's the gap?
What was interesting there was that you said, what must I do, not what must my organization or my company do.
And exactly.
So you're saying it's on you to actually do it, not to sit there and say, well, I'm not getting enough recognition, therefore, you know, I'm going to sulk or something.
Exactly. And the notion is, and I spoke about this too in the talk, is that we have put so much expectation on the leader, we've literally outsourced our own motivation to other people. Hmm. And then we complain about it, but when we do that, we give them the responsibility and we actually say, you can motivate me based on what you think is correct. That doesn't feel good. I want to motivate me based on what I need.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, talking about this sort of ownership of the motivation, I'm guessing the theories can be applied to other things as well, not just the world of work. You know, I need to go to the gym later.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, say, for example, I am my stimulus at work, the challenges and things that I'm dealing with at work is so much and it's more than what I can actually handle. You can also identify action steps elsewhere in, for example, your private life to reduce certain stimulus that you have there to balance it out. So because you might not have full control over the challenges at work, but I do have full control around how much I push myself in the gym every day. And maybe I can tone it down in that area just to not be overstimulated in every single area of my life for a period of time. So you can get very creative, and that's the beauty of this. So if you have such a very big routine with your children and all of those things, but you thrive on stimulus, it's okay, go and find extra responsibilities in the workplace or go and do a sport that feeds that stimulus if you know that you are someone that has such a structure at the house because of your kids' routine or whatever the case might be.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds very much like it's an individual thing and there's no sort of one overarching idea that can fix everything. But I did want to ask you, I mean, this time of year, it can be especially difficult motivation-wise. You know, a lot of people are just hanging on for December holidays. Can I just please just make it to December kind of thing? Do you have any handy tips for the final push?
Sure. Yeah, we call it the November blues, even though we're in October, I think for me, certainly what works is to look back over the year and go again, this will feed your recognition to go, what really went well in different areas of my life this year? Where did I hope things would have been done differently? Mm-hmm. And what can I do for the last 3 months to make sure that I make the most of it? So it's, again, it's a little bit of a reflection tool. And then potentially even doing some visualization exercises in terms of what do I want for next year? Because if you can already now identify what it is that you need for next year, how do you want to see your life or your work or your life as a mom or a dad roll out, then you start planning. And it's that planning that helps our brains to grow, because now we're planning and we're making decisions and we can get excited about it. And then it's kind of like, oh, I need my December break in order to execute my plan that I have for next year. I think a lot of people just, and obviously there's different scenarios, so I'm not putting a blanket statement out, but very, very often it's almost we do what society does and everyone else complains around us, so therefore we also need to complain. Instead of going, hold on, I don't need to do what everyone else is doing. I'm excited, so why do I now need to form part of the universe of complaints around everyone always complains at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes loads of sense. The theory sounds fascinating, what you're talking about. If people are interested in finding out more about you and your work, do you have a website, a social media page people can follow you on?
Yes. So the website is www.credogrowth.com. And I am as Helene Smuts on LinkedIn, and then on Instagram, I'm Helene Talks.
Okay.
So those are the two main areas that I focus on in terms of LinkedIn and Instagram. And yeah, please reach out. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So, definitely can get in touch via there.
Great. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. And I'm definitely going to go and look up some more of your theories there and get more motivated.
Yeah, thank you. And I pray for rain. I saw how dry it was. So I hope that you get a little bit more than just a few raindrops.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Cool. You too. Thank you.